Have a couple of guests joining us in studio this morning. We have Brent McGee, who's the produce manager here at your Atlantic Hy-Vee, and also Tamara Gibson, who is the fun fitness coordinator for kids at the Nishna Valley YMCA here in Atlantic. Thanks for coming in.
How you doing, Jim?
Good. Thank you, Brent. Appreciate that very much. Hey, let's talk a little bit about the program that it involves apples. And we're going to, that's not descriptive enough to tell you about the program, but we'll let the produce guy tell you what the apples is all about.
You know, this all started out as a apple display contest with Hy-Vee, which we do every year. And, you know, we thought we'd take advantage and hollered at Tamara and said, hey, you know, we help out quite a bit at the Y and do a lot of things with the kids. You think the kids would help me out? You know, I want to build this tree as part of my display. And, you know, just thinking about paper mache apples, something of that nature. And she said, hey, you know, I'll shoot the idea at them and see what they say. And she came back with an awesome idea that has really turned into a community event. And it's actually going to be a pretty fun thing getting the kids involved. And what it has turned into be, which Tamara will explain, is a pretty awesome thing.
Well, these aren't going to be the apples you're going to pull off a tree and eat. These are going to be apples that are all about making commitment and accountability. An apple a day might keep the doctor away, but in this case, we're going to keep us on track, right?
There you go.
Right. This was a great opportunity with the kids to say thank you to Hy-Vee for everything that they do with donations and helping me stay within my budget of supplying healthy snacks for the kids. It also was an opportunity for us to talk, to kind of go back to our positive reinforcement program that we are going to be starting. And it's to give the kids a moment to stop and think about what they can do and how they really do have an effect in this community. And they have a voice. And the choices that they make can influence the people around them, either in a positive or in a negative way. So Brent gave us that opportunity for these kids to make a pledge on what they can do individually to either help in their family, their community, their church, their YMCA, and they're going to be displayed at Hy-Vee. So it's a great opportunity, and as other people have heard about it, they've wanted to join in, other people who work with youth.
Mm-hmm. And this ties in with Hy-Vee in general. You know, we have our character counts program, and you know, it's really based toward the younger generation, the kids, and you know, who doesn't want to build a positive foundation for our future? And you know, the kids have come up with some pretty unique pledges, and you know, you expect the few that you get, you know, a pledge to be drug free, and I pledged this, I pledged that, and you know, Tamara was talking to me and said that some of these pledges that have come out have been a lot about, I pledge not to be a bully. And we all know bully is big right now. Everybody's talking about bullying, and we see what goes on in the city, and some little things have even hit our schools. And, you know, I was just talking to you before we went on and telling you I was bullied in school. You know, I've got my own story, and I've made a positive out of it, and it's been great, but boy, I took some hard roads in life. And, you know, you can track back to bullying as being a part of it. And, you know, bullying is not cool. And I'm so proud of some of these kids that don't want to be a part of that and they want to make a change. And as a community effort, being able to be the outlet, I guess, for these kids to show off what they want, man, that excites me. I can't wait to do this and be a part of that, mainly just as an outlet for these kids. Mm-hmm. That just inspires me.
Well, I know, Tamara, you've been working with the schools on a kind of a positive reinforcement program anyway, but this kind of takes it a step before that even, because it's one thing for a child, or an adult for that matter, to say, you know what, I'm not going to do this, or I'm going to make change by doing this. But when you actually put it down on a piece of paper or whatever and have to look at it, and other people see it as mm-hmm. well with your name attached to it, all of a sudden it takes on a new significance. It's all about accountability.
Exactly. And it's interesting you said that, as one of the youth groups, their leader had said that, you know, this is a great opportunity for me to go back to my kids mm-hmm. and ask, how is your pledge going? And then if they're struggling with that, well, how can I help you? how can I help you accomplish that goal? And it's really about starting the conversation. It gives us another opportunity to talk about it in a different way. What I like about this is, you know, Brent mentioned the character counts that Hy-Vee does. The YMCA's mission is, you know, a lot of the same things, PBIS, the youth groups. It just brings us all together and just allows us to work together as a community and just say the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Brent kind of alluded to that, too, but are you surprised at the variety of the different pledges and the different creative ideas they've come up with? Because it's not necessarily all about them.
No. I have been surprised. You know, when I talk to my kids, I ask them to really think about it and make a serious pledge. And there were quite a few, like Brent mentioned, who talked about bullying. Some of them was to say, they said, stop bullying. Some were to help others who are being bullied. And then, you know, I had one who said, I'm going to try to waste less food. You know, things like that. It's interesting to see what is important to kids. And I think it gives us that opportunity to understand, you know, what's really important to them, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's one thing to do this type of a project and then, say, put them up on the classroom wall or a display in the classroom. This is a very public display.
Absolutely.
This is out there where anybody, not just my classmates and teachers, can see it.
Absolutely. And you know, that's the accountability factor. Mm-hmm. This is going to be out there. And the kids know it. And the fact that they're still inspired to do it, you know, I would be freaked out at their age. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
But... It's really cool, really cool. The kids are very excited. I'm excited. We're going to be putting this together next week, you know, so it'll be really cool, and everybody needs to come out and look at it. And hey, you know what? If you have your own pledge and you want us to hang it up, make a little red apple, and I'll put it up there.
Yeah, that's the other thing, Tamara, too. And you kind of alluded to it earlier, but we've been talking a lot about kids, kids, kids. There are plenty of folks in the community. This isn't just a school project, a YMCA project, a Hy-Vee project. This is a community-wide project
it's
right now.
It's turned out big.
And I'm glad you said that, because that is something I would like to see. If any adults want to make a pledge, that's fine. That's great. I would love to include you. I do think we could all take a moment and think about the things that we do and how, you know, we can make a difference ourselves. I find myself doing that sometimes with even the simplest thing, little road rage. Instead of cutting that person off, maybe I will wait and let them go first.
That was
But there are a lot of ways that we ourselves as adults that can just take a moment to think about that and something maybe we've been doing and make that change. Smile at someone. Look a store clerk in the eye and smile at them and say thank you. It makes a big difference. It does really matter.
Yeah, we tend to try to live in our own little bubbles anymore. You know, we're protected in our cars, as you say.
Yeah.
we tend to think people can't see us or pay attention much to us, things like that. You know, where we work, even when we're out in the public, oftentimes we're by ourselves. We've got headsets on, plugged into our iPods and things. You know, we tend to tune out everything else out there. And that's not how the world works. We're all tuned in. Otherwise, things don't get accomplished.
You know, as you're saying about being out there and doing things and pledges, one thing that makes me feel great, number one, that I work for a great company that allows me to do this, but I get to make that choice of helping Tamara out to stay within your budget, to come out and do something with the kids or do things to show off our products, but in turn it makes a difference. And doing things with Tamara and these kids has been so self-rewarding, and seeing some of these kids come shopping with their parents, you know, it's, you know, that's not necessarily a pledge, but it's been something for me internally that has been great. You know, it used to be just Tamara coming in with her own kids shopping, and I would see her kids and talk with them, and now her kids know me, and this has been a years of a relationship that Tamara and I've had, and you know, it's just been really cool to see where one time saying hi to a customer has come clear to this. so everybody can make a difference.
Yeah, wouldn't it be an awful world if we didn't have relationships?
Wouldn't it be?
Of all different kinds. Deadline's coming up pretty quickly, though, to get this all put together, because I know you're working next week on that project Brent mentioned earlier. So if folks want to participate or they're wondering about more information, do they just contact you, Tamara?
Yeah, excuse me. Yes, they can contact me at the Y at 243-3934. We also have templates at the Y that they could pick up and just make their copies, and we can show you a sample. Also, we would ask that they would drop the apples off at the YMCA by the 24th, if possible, just so we know where they are and we can keep everybody together.
Very good. Make yourself, your family, your community, your church, whatever it happens to be, just a better place.
Absolutely.
Very good. Make that pledge right away.
Exactly.
Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much. Good luck with the project.
Thank you.
Thank you.